It's time for your phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And in all of my years of doing phone taps, I've pranked old people, young people, single moms, unfaithful fathers, mechanics, secretaries, basically every type of person you could ever think of.
Yeah.
And I realized the other day that I had one group left that I hadn't got to, and that's the lactose intolerant. Well, not anymore. In your phone tap right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Casey Ryback calling from Dr. P's office. I was looking for Patrick.
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hey, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I know you were in here for a few tests the other day. Are you still feeling kind of sluggish? Or are you feeling a little better?
Yeah, I'm pretty much feeling the same.
Same, okay.
A little bit sluggish.
All right. Well, I do have the results back from your tests. And
okay.
The doctor definitely thinks it's probably got something to do with your diet. So it doesn't surprise me that you're still feeling a little slow.
With my diet?
Yeah, something probably with your diet. He wants you to triple your dairy intake immediately.
But I'm lactose intolerant. I can't have cheese or any dairy.
Well, the doc says it doesn't matter, you know. Let it fly. You need to do what you need to do to feel better. As much
but
dairy.
That's not going to make me feel better. I'm lactose intolerant.
And that's the problem. And we need to change that about you.
Yeah, I'm not following you. It's not a choice. I'm lactose intolerant.
Wow. I've honestly never heard anybody just come out and say it like that. Your lactose intolerance is way worse than I thought. I mean, you just said it to me. You know? Honestly, I don't handle intolerance on any front. Dairy or people, whatever. You know? And I can't believe you would just tell me that you're intolerant like that.
That's not the same thing, like, at all.
It's intolerance, and we're all on the same planet. We got to share it together. So we've got to.
What is your name?
We've got to change We've got to change your attitude. You see what I'm saying?
Change my attitude about being lactose intolerant.
Right. It's like being intolerant of a person. Like if I walk into a room and I see, you know, a race that I don't like. It's basically you're a food racist. Sort of is how it works.
You're pulling my leg, right? I mean.
Okay, if you don't, do you want to feel better or not?
I do, but I don't think it's like an attitude. Like I just feel.
Why don't you try saying this for me real quick? Okay, I mean, are you doubting the doctor? Are you doubting your test results?
A little bit, yeah. I would say that I am at this point.
The change kind of has to start with you. I need you to say that I accept dairy.
Hey,
say that.
Look,
say that with me.
I would be fine with taking dairy. I got no problem against.
All right, yeah. You see, that sounds like
I would love to.
With all due respect, that kind of sounds like somebody saying, "Hey, I got a black friend." You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying I'm racist against cheese? That doesn't even make sense.
Racist is a very strong word. We can use the word intolerant, but we have to untrain your years of thinking. You've been programmed to think this way, and it's probably not your fault. Like, your parents could have been lactose intolerant. Their parents could have been lactose intolerant.
You're acting like this is a choice. I can't help that when I eat cheese, I will fart out cheese everywhere.
And that bothers you, right?
Wouldn't it bother you?
No, because I'm very tolerant of cheese. And all lactose, really.
It's not a choice. You don't choose to be tolerant or intolerant of cheese or dairy.
I mean, it's the 21st century, okay? You've got to learn to accept cheese. It's not going anywhere.
This is bizarre. This needs to end, and I would just like to talk to the doctor. I don't know who you are.
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
I hate you.
Your friend Lauren set you up.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God.
She told me that you went to the doctor a little while ago and were waiting on test results.
Oh, you guys suck.
But I will say this. I don't think it's right that you feel the way you do about cheese.
That was ridiculous.